Hello, this is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to Understanding Your Defenses. Your defenses are your way of surviving in the world. Many of your defenses are actually helpful and allow you to function in a way that keeps you safe and healthy. However, many of your defenses are destructive and prevent you from getting what you really want in life. All of your defenses were designed originally with a highest purpose in mind. If this is so, then why are some of your defenses so often harmful and self-defeating? The answer lies in discovering when and why your defenses were learned. First, consider some of the defenses you use that are non-helpful. Keep in mind that all these defenses were originally designed by you to protect and help you fill your needs. Consider the following non-helpful defenses or manipulations commonly used in relationships: blaming, displays of temperament, overpleasing, withholding kindness or affection, lying, shaming with verbal or physical abuse, analyzing, gossiping, and various other power plays for control. Now consider these common defenses or compulsions: substance abuse, such as smoking, drinking, drugs, medication, food; buying, perfectionism, procrastination, sloppiness, laziness; sex, overachievement, underachievement, workaholism, extremes in emotions or behaviors. These are just a few of the ways commonly used to cope in this world. Sound crazy? Let's examine how such self-defeating behaviors get started. It all began when you were a child. Consider the circumstance in which the child finds itself. The child has no control over its environment or the people in it. A child is very sensitive, and the child's mind and senses take in everything with a sense of awe and total acceptance. Everything is big. Everything is new. Even though the child is lacking in experience and understanding, he or she is very aware. The child is super sensitive to feelings and even perceives others' thoughts on a psychic level. Everything is taken literally, as there is no way of knowing comparisons or having perspective on things other than what is happening at that moment. The moment is what is real. The moment is what is eternal. What is known now simply is truth. The child can't yet experience any reality outside of itself. It can't see that there is cause and effect outside of itself. Because of this, and since the child takes all things literally and in the here and now, it is natural for the child to assume that it is responsible for everything that happens to it and to others. It has no other perspective. As a result, the child believes all conflict is directed toward it and is deserved. This creates great conflict within the child and is a major cause for defensive reactions. A child, like any living thing, needs to survive, to be protected, loved, and express love. The quest for survival is not only physical, but it's also emotional and spiritual. If its needs are in some way threatened, the child will automatically begin to defend. Now consider this very sensitive child being verbally or physically attacked, overprotected, emotionally or physically abandoned, ignored, denied honesty and kindness. The child doesn't have the freedom to leave a stressful situation or defend itself. The child will do whatever it can to protect itself, automatically the child will withdraw into itself for emotional, physical, and spiritual survival. The child often will shut down, stop expressing itself, and withhold giving or receiving love. Stop feeling. The sensitive mind is learning how to think, feel, and respond. The child's mind adapts to attempt to fill needs that are not being filled by the family and environment. The result is a defense system that becomes habitual and compulsive. This defense system gets carried forward through time into adult life. Though the reason for the defense may be outmoded and long forgotten, the reaction still persists. It is now an unconscious habit based on a core belief. The child is indeed a helpless victim of circumstances and of the behaviors and attitudes of those around it. Unless the child feels in some way a sense of autonomy or personal power, he or she will learn to suffer from feelings of self-pity and helplessness. These feelings get carried forward in time and grow to be a major self-defeating response of the adult. The adult mind has not yet realized that it is no longer a helpless victim of others. The adult has become a victim of itself, creating circumstances that look to the individual to be the fault of others. In reality, the individual has simply set the stage to be a victim. This, again, is an automatic response from childhood conditionally. Too often, this defense mechanism has become useful in manipulating people and is not easily recognized or dropped. What is seen by your child mind as helpful is not always helpful for the adult. What helps the child often harms the adult. When you're acting out of your defense behaviors, you are following a deep and long-forgotten response to a stressful time in your past. It's what your child mind believes wholeheartedly to be absolutely necessary for survival. It is truth to the child of that moment in your past. In the present moment of acting out this behavior, you're actually being run by your inner child of your past. Most people are compulsively caught in their pasts, unaware that they're living out a no longer appropriate response to the present. The ego needs to rationalize behavior so it makes sense in the present and misses entirely that it's caught in a past response. It's not my fault that I act this way. If you'd only act differently, I wouldn't be this way. Or it's because of fill in the blank. Or this is just the way I am. I was born with this temperament. I inherited it from my parents. In truth, you created your reactions through your ability to adapt. Most of your adaptions were automatic. Your responses are a natural response to the stresses you were experiencing. All this is actually a testimony to your marvelous abilities to survive physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's also a testimony to your ability to learn. Whatever your defenses are now, you can change them into attitudes and behaviors that truly help you as the adult you are today. By observing and evaluating your defenses, you can begin to learn which attitudes and behaviors actually enhance your life and which defeat your goals for happiness, harmonious relationships, success, and peace of mind. Then you can go back in time and reprogram your inner child. You can tell your inner child that he or she is protected and loved by you. This will allow the compulsions to begin to loosen up and change into responses that truly help you as the adult you are today. Now, let's explore the power of self-observation and the power that hidden, forgotten shame has had over you. If you could observe yourself non-judgmentally over a period of 24 to 48 hours, you would automatically change much of what causes you pain and discomfort in your life. If such change for the better could be achieved so simply, why then do people remain stuck in their problems? Shame and judgment toward the self are strong. They serve as blinders to faults. Your shame at not being perfect is so hidden and profound and deep that you automatically defend against the experience of feeling your shame. You are embarrassed at your flaws. That's human. The moment your mind presents you with a thought reminding you of your flaws, you automatically do whatever works to avoid the feeling. Denial is the tool you use then. Because this process of denial is so automatic and instant, you're rarely aware that you're doing it. You're not consciously aware of your shame. In one sense, it's fortunate that you have this defense mechanism. It's kept your ego safe and intact for years, allowing you to grow in many other ways. This defense mechanism is especially needed in childhood. It allows you to be able to learn and achieve thousands of things that you need to in order to reach adulthood as an autonomous individual. Were you acutely aware of all your flaws continuously, your shame would render you non-functional. You would have such low self-esteem that you would have to hide from the world. But paradoxically, as your self-esteem and skills have developed, so has the usefulness and need for your denial of your flaws. What helped you in childhood can now hurt you as an adult. Learn to break down what in childhood actually helped you survive. Observe and admit to your limitations. Learn to be willing to see yourself honestly. Be willing to see the source of your shame. In your willingness to see and feel your shame, you automatically begin to transcend your shame. You realize that you have nothing to be ashamed of in yourself. You then allow yourself to observe and consequently change yourself. In a sense, we're born with this shame. Shame is a natural response to criticism and conflict. Conflict is inherent in life. You live in conflict from conception to death. This conflict makes you aware of yourself. It makes you self-conscious. Conflict causes you to look at yourself and notice that you're not perfect. Since the essence of your soul, your deepest self, is perfect, you instinctively feel shame because you're not the living expression of your true self. Your true self is perfection. Deep down, you know this. This is why you're embarrassed at being human. Your human life is your pathway to your natural perfection. Your existence as a human being is your opportunity to grow toward becoming what you truly are, perfect. As you grow and mature on this pathway, you more deeply realize this and become more willing to admit your imperfections to yourself. This frees you to change yourself even more profoundly. By admitting your shame, you transcend your shame. By admitting your faults, you transcend your faults. You see your shame as natural and no longer avoid its feeling. You're not ashamed of your shame. Your shame is vanquished by your realization that your flaws are natural. You see your faults and weaknesses as natural and a good part of your learning. You're not ashamed of your faults and weaknesses. You realize that your whole human condition is an ingenious and glorious adventure. You welcome the experiences that cause you to observe and admit to your shortcomings. You become grateful for every opportunity to see yourself. This awareness and willingness to look is gradual in its coming. As you evolve, so does your willingness to let down your defenses. As you evolve, so you are more willing to know the cause of your shame. The more you admit to and feel your shame, the less you will feel shame and become able to see yourself non-judgmentally. Then you are ready to experience the powerful results of self-observation. When you feel ready for this adventure and growth, begin to view yourself as though from a distance. Imagine that you're making a non-judgmental scientific observation of the nature of things. See it as an experiment. As it happens, the things that you're observing are your own feelings, thoughts, behaviors, and reactions. As you walk through your day, keep a watchful eye on how you respond to everything that happens, especially your response to people, stress, conflict, and change. Observe how you respond to positive conditions. Just observe. Take mental notes. I see that my response to this condition is this. Make no judgment or analysis as to why you have such a response. Just observe. I see that I have this feeling. I see that I want to say this or do that when I see, feel, hear, or experience this. Scientific, non-judgmental observation. How interesting that I should react this way. I know there must be some reason for this reaction. I'll consider this later. For now, I'll simply observe. As you do this, allow your mind to become aware of the consequences of your response. How does it make you feel inside to respond this way? What does this thought or feeling cause you to experience? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? If you do not like the response, allow your mind to be open to new ways of thinking, feeling, and responding. Your willingness to observe and admit what you really think, feel, and do is so powerful that automatically you begin to find ways to change things for the better. You begin to tell yourself the truth. You find no shame in truth. You begin to speak to others your truths from within. You find kind and loving ways to change yourself and help others to see and appreciate you. A person who has learned to master him or herself in the art of non-judgmental self-observation becomes a person whose presence is safe to experience. Their shame is no longer projected out in critical thoughts and feelings to others. They no longer need to defend from feeling their own shame, and so can more easily allow others to be weak and imperfect. Such a loving environment opens the door to growth. It attracts those who want to know the truth and sends away those who are yet living in their denied shame. Your world narrows in some ways and expands in others. You become the peaceful warrior. Your battleground is your own personal experience. Your victory is over the enemy of shame. Your reward is freedom.